With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has threatened widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure if a deal to end the war is not reached shortly. Complicating efforts at diplomacy, meanwhile, the fact that nobody really knows who's in charge in Iran, according to Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
The Supreme Leader and most of his key lieutenants were killed on the first day of the war. His son, who is widely believed to be incompetent, was at a minimum severely injured, and to my knowledge still hasn't appeared or been heard of outside of AI enhancements since then.
Tehran has struck a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait, and an oil refinery in Israel came under attack. A deadlock in relations between the GOP-controlled Senate and House is just the latest roadblock to reopening the Department of Homeland Security and ending chaos at many airports across the country. That kind of political infighting has led to one nationally syndicated talk radio host stepping away from the microphone to run for Congress himself. Chris Stegall announced he's running in the 6th Congressional District of Missouri and hopes his strong Christian faith will help lawmakers find common ground in Washington.
I lead a Sunday school class, and I try to lean into his word because when it's all said and done, shutting out the noise and leaning into the truth of the word of God is really all we have. And if we don't lean into that, we will lean into the chaos, and it will drag us all down with it. I think that truth, that divining rod of truth, is so necessary in a world that feels often like it's gone crazy.
Until he formally announced his candidacy, Chris Stegall was syndicated nationally by the Salem Media Group, the parent company of this news network. He is seeking to replace retiring Missouri Congressman Sam Graves in this year's midterm elections. On Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag. The Dow is up 113 points, the NASDAQ down 137. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of religious radio in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Multiple states are challenging the federal rules that allow the abortion drug mifepristone to be prescribed via telehealth. Requiring in-person prescriptions instead would at least dent the ability of out-of-state providers to get pills into pro-life states. Louisiana has such a lawsuit in federal court there. The attorneys general of Florida and Texas have one in Texas. Those two states, along with Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri, are making the same case. This is SRN News. President Trump says he has no problem with a Russian oil tanker off the coast of Cuba delivering relief to the island, which has been brought to its knees by a U.S. oil blockade.
On Sunday, President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One as he flew back to Washington, quote, "We have a tanker out there. We don't mind having somebody get a boatload because they need it. They have to survive." When asked if a New York Times report that the tanker would be allowed to reach Cuba was true, Mr. Trump said, quote, "I told them if a country wants to send some oil into Cuba right now, I have no problem, whether it's Russia or not." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Transportation Security Administration says most of its officers have now received most of their back pay for working during the shutdown. Weary travelers hope the overdue paychecks will end the hours-long waits in security at several major U.S. airports. Wait times began improving when the TSA workers were promised their first paycheck in weeks. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.